One of the things that is rampant infecting the dating community right now is like apathy. Oh, they don't care. And so like, if I care, then I'm gonna get hurt. Hey, Cookies. We are back for another episode of Pro Cookie Pod. I'm your host, Hannah Cat, and today we are filming in a new location. I'm here with my friends. We're gonna hang out at Julia's house, just cook some dinner, do a little monthly catch up. And this morning I actually went and got my color analyzed with my mom and my sister. And so I'm sure you guys have seen on social media, but essentially you go, they tell you like what your tone is, warm or cool, and then whether or not you are a gold person, a silver person, that also fits in with like the warm and cool tones, and what season you are. And so today I learned that I am a cool summer light. And so what does that mean? I look good in like obviously cool tone colors. That's why I've always been a silver girly. And then also like kind of like bright colors. And I remember like I wore this one cool tone pink dress at a wedding I had like a couple years back. And I remember I was like, oh, this color is really doing it for me. And I thought it was like the shape of the dress and whatnot. But Julie pointed out that it's actually the color. She was like, I think you look good in this pink. And so I had my suspicions as to what I was, and it was all confirmed today. And so did that. Oh, what else did I do this weekend? And so me, Kara, Iris, and our friend Jake have been hosting plus one parties. And so essentially what that is we invite our friends, but one requirement is that they bring a plus one that one of the hosts doesn't know. And right, like me, Iris, Kara, and Jake, like we don't hang out all the time. And so it makes it so that it's like a good way to like meet people, but also like be a little comfortable. You still have like your friend. And so we had that last night, and it was really, really cute. All the friends came through. We had lots of snacks and drinks. There was like so much alcohol. We even had people drive up from San Diego, which was insane. And just played some games. It was like a nice, cute, wholesome night. And so, yeah, I've been like wanting to just like hang out with my friends. I think I've said this in the podcast this year, is that my goal is to like kind of get back to my roots and like hang out and spend time, intentional time, with the people that I love. And though yes, like of course I'm open to meeting new people, that is kind of the point of this like whole party series, I still like I want to spend time with the people I know that I love. And so honestly, as I get older, they say that there actually becomes a point where you like stop listening to new music, and it's like just kind of the music that you're like used to listening to. And so that's one thing I want to be very cognizant of and make sure that I like don't fall into the trap of. But I still like my oldies, my goodies. I've been getting back into like Solange and ASAP Mob and like all the people that I listened to in college. And so it's been really like fun and nice. And another big one is James Vincent McMorrow. Me and my friend Chelsea, she's been on this podcast, we like love him. We were like obsessive about him. And so I haven't listened to him in a long time, but just like listening to all that music like brings back like a lot of like nostalgia. And so I think I've been in my nostalgic era. Also, I have been abusing the word era. Like, I was telling my friends yesterday, I was like, I think I'm in my, like, not sweet tooth era. And they're like, okay, what does that mean? Like, how long does an era last? And I was like, I don't know. They're like, so can it, like, literally end tomorrow? And I'm like, yeah. And guess what? I was in H Mart, and these were really speaking to me. If you guys don't know what these are the caramel corn peanuts. And so there are actually like peanuts in here that are like almost like honey roasted. And then also the texture of the popcorn is really yummy. So we're going to open this up. Ready? Here. I'm going to hold the mic with my legs. is what it looks like. Can you see it? Can you see it? Mm. It's like light and airy, but then like caramelized and like sweet on the outside. And just like not too sweet. Because I've been getting nauseous when I eat sweet things. Like literally I'm like, oh, if I have like a crumble cookie, I'll kind of like be like, ooh, I feel a little yucky. And so I was talking to one of my friends yesterday and he was like, oh yeah, that started happening to me like when I turned like 26, 27. And I was like, oh my God, I'm being called old. But Korean snacks are honestly the best. It's like crack. But also, I wish that, like, they could figure out a way to make sure that, like, there are some peanuts within the mix. Because all the peanuts fall to the bottom. And, like, that's the best part. And so I have to, like, you know, dig in and get my hand all sticky. But anyways, it was such a fun weekend. And what have I been wanting to talk about? I've been wanting to talk about people matching my energy. Now, I get it. To be quite honest, sometimes it's hard to match my energy. I get that. I literally, like, I'm, like, very happy and, like, thankful that I don't drink. And, like, this is no knock to people who drink. Like, genuinely, I'm, like, really not judgmental. Like, please, like, do whatever makes you happy. And, like, as long as you're being healthy and not hurting anyone, like, that is perfect and fine. But I'm just thankful that, like, I can, like, go out without the alcohol. Like, I just have like that option, right? Because I have enough energy to where like it's okay, we're good, we're having fun more so. And so in that sense, love people who match my energy. I definitely noticed that, like even like Diane, like it's really funny because me and Diane got close after college. Actually, we got close like right before pandemic, maybe even like kind of during pandemic. Like I remember we did like a little Zoom workout. We really weren't even close, but we've gotten really, really close over the years. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we are both Enneagram 7, the enthusiast. Like I always want to party. Like I am kind of like one of those people where like if you say something to me, I'm like playing along. Like even if I believe something different, I'm like, yeah, get it, you know? Like I'm very like supportive in that way. And I always thought that it was just like, oh, that's just like who I am, and that is who I am. But at the same time, it's like crazy to hear it in like a very like structured way. Like crazy to hear like, oh, Enneagram 7, that makes sense. And so I've always like really like loved people with good energy. And so that very much translates into dating as well. And so I will be talking about my dating experiences today. One of the things that I think is rampant, is literally infecting the dating community right now, is like apathy. Okay, now I think that apathy is like one of the worst things to feel. Like I would rather you like feel strongly about me than to feel apathetic. Like, right, people say like, I'm not remembering the saying, but you guys know the saying, like it's kind of like the worst when like somebody doesn't care about you. Like I would rather you feel like strongly good or strongly bad about a person, like not just like in the middle, right? It's kind of like when like I'm asking my friend like, oh, like how are they, right? Someone that I don't know. I'm asking about someone that I don't know. And they're like, oh, they're nice. The day that I get described as just nice is the day that I'm gonna go Britney mode. I'm literally gonna shave my head. Like, literally, I want you to feel something other than nice. Like, it is just like, I think it's like the worst feeling, because it's kind of like saying that person doesn't have a personality. Like, it doesn't matter whether or not they were at the function or not. Like, your presence doesn't make a difference. Like, I'm like, no. I like my attention. Do I like being the center of attention? Sometimes. And so, yeah, like, I think apathy and, like, just being called nice are the worst things. And that's what's happening in dating. Like, I think that we have come to a point where, like, when I want attention, I'm gonna go on a dating app without the intention of, like, actually going on a date. And I think that this is, like, everyone, right? A lot of us have been on the dating apps multiple times, as in we have downloaded it, had like fun for a little bit, and then been like, I kind of hate this, gonna delete you, I have better things to do with my time. And then as soon as, I guess, like me personally, I'm like, oh, I'm a little bored, I'm just gonna download it again. It doesn't hurt anybody, but like I think it hurts the entire population that is trying to find a partner and trying to actively date, because it's like this like disgusting cycle where it's like, oh, if I'm meeting people that like don't care whether or not they see me or not, right? Like, oh, this is just something to do on a Wednesday night, something to do on a Thursday night, like something to do on a Saturday morning to get coffee. And so it's like, I could care less whether or not I meet you or not. And so it, I think, creates this environment of like, oh, they don't care. And at least like for me, a lot of examples of people in the past are that like they don't care. And so like if I care, then I'm going to get hurt. And I hate that, right? Because y'all know I'm a lover girl at heart. I be watching Queen of Tears right now. I hope you guys are watching because we might talk about it. But like I want to kick my feet. I want to like sit in a park and then have all the flowers like fall and like there be music in my head and like I want to do all the cute shit, but it makes it really difficult when like this person that I'm meeting doesn't care whether I'm dead or alive. Like they could care less whether I cancel or not. Like, no, like you don't have to be obsessed with me from the beginning, but I like want you to like want to see me. Like I want you to want to spend your time with me, because like why would I want to date somebody who like feels like they have something better to do with their time? You know what I mean? And so I really think that I want somebody to match my energy, you know? Like I think that over text I'm still like pretty enthusiastic, I'm pretty like engaged when I do text back. And so I hope that like you're texting me enough that like I like catch on. And of course that's not to say like that happens all the time. Like I'm not gonna lie to you guys, like there's literally one person I'm ghosting right now and I'm realizing it as we're speaking. Like honestly, I just like read his text, and you know when it gets like too freaking long, like the conversation is too long and I'm like, I don't want to do this, like I really actually don't need a pen pal. Like my friends are not getting responses, and so why would like this random stranger that I have never met and only seen like 3 photos of on the internet, like why would I give you my time? And so not gonna lie, I have my faults too. I'm very much not saying that I'm not completely like that, but I really do try to like match the energy of the person that is like messaging me, because I know what it feels like when it like doesn't feel good, right? If I don't feel a connection, that's fine, just drop it. But like if there's something there, it takes 2 people, right? I honestly think about this time in my life a lot, where in college, I was having a really tough time finding a church, right? Like, I grew up in the church, and when I left for college, it was a lot of like, okay, I have to leave my home church, I have to find new people to hang out with, like, I have to kind of like reinvest in this community that I like was never used to like building up from the beginning. Like I kind of made my friends and I like knew what was happening, and so I never had to like learn to like do that. And so it was really tough for me in college, and I met up with one of my like youth pastors, Pastor David, and was just kind of telling him like, yeah, I'm having a really tough time, like I'm going to this church right now and I just kind of feel like I'm not getting anything out of it. And one of the things that he asked me was like, are you trying? Because it takes 2, right? Yes, like the church should have like foundationally things that they're providing for you and things that like are like going on so that you can get involved, but you have to go the extra mile and get involved. And so in a lot of ways, that applies to things in our lives, right? In friendships, it takes 2 people. If somebody stops reaching out to me, I'm like, okay, got it, got the hint. And in relationships especially, it takes 2 people. If this person is feeling like, oh, they just kind of go on dates willy-nilly, maybe just for an ego boost, then I don't want to do it. Like, yeah, like, I go through my phases of, like, oh, yeah, like, I want attention. But I think, like, deep down, even my friends say this to me, like, deep down, people know, like, I want, like, a relationship. And so if I meet somebody who, like, is all the things and checks all the boxes, but they're just looking for something casual, I'm, like, at a place in my life where I will not put myself through that. Like, I have had conversations where, right, this person, like, it was like, wow, like, our humor aligns, seems like our values align, like, we talked about, like, family, like, what you would expect or, like, want in the future, like, career, and then even, like, kind of, like, what the roles and responsibilities in a relationship would be, like, all of that aligned. And then over dessert, like, honestly, like, out of nowhere, I was, like, kind of aggressive about it. I was like, oh, so I never asked you, like, what are you looking for? And he, like, kind of, like, got nervous, like, kind of, like, was hesitating, right? And so I, like, called him out. I was like, are you nervous right now? And he was like, no, I'm not nervous. I just, like, this is, like, really serious. Like, are you sure you want to talk about this? And I was like, yeah. Like, I want to know. And I think he said serious, like, for context, because it was, like, our second date. And so, like, right, there are no rules as to when you need to, like, bring things up. But I feel like usually I'll wait, like, 3-4 dates until I'm like, okay, what are you looking for? Like, what are your intentions? And so he was like, are you sure you want to talk about this? And I was like, yeah, I want to know, especially because I felt him hesitating. And he was like, oh, so yeah, I, like, got out of a relationship, like, a couple months ago. Immediately, I'm like, oh, flags are going up. And I was like, oh, how long were you guys dating? He was like, oh, like, however many months. So it was under your year. And I was like, okay, so this is a little better in my head. And so I was like, so what are you looking for? Like, I will actually, like, push them until they answer my question. And he was like, yeah, I just, like, don't know if I'm, like, ready for something serious. Like, you know, I kind of got out of, like, that serious relationship. And I have healed a bit, but I'm, like, still going through my healing process. And so I just, like, don't know if I want something serious. And I was like, okay. And I was just kind of sitting there like, damn, this, like, kind of sucks. And he had said something like, oh, but, like, I feel like we align in a lot of ways, and, like, we have, like, a lot of, like, compatibilities and chemistry, and so I, like, don't want to let that go. And, like, that fucking sucks to hear, because I'm like, oh, it's, like, actually not me, it's you. Like, it's just, like, where you are in life. And I think, like, there have been versions of me in the past where, like, I've kind of accepted that, right? Like, honestly, maybe I didn't even ask them, like, what they were looking for, but, like, you can tell sometimes whether or not they want, like, a serious thing. And so I, like, had to let him go. I, like, told him straight up, like, okay, yeah, like, I'm looking for something serious, and, like, I, like, take my emotions, like, I feel my emotions very strongly. And so, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm here to, like, protect myself. And so, like, honestly, like, I'll let you know how I'm feeling. But to be completely candid, I'm, like, leaning towards no, because simply, like, we don't want the same things right now. And I think, like, it was so, like, good, and it felt really mature, because, like, he understood that. He was like, yeah, I completely respect that. Like, I totally get it. Like, I wish it was different, but, like, that's just where I am at. And it felt just, like, good to, like, have, like, an adult conversation about it, where, like, because he could tell, like, I wanted something serious, like, there was no, like, trickery, right? I think a lot of times the reasons that people don't ask, like, what somebody is looking for is because, like, they want to, like, almost, like, delude themselves and like live in this world where like, oh, like maybe they want the same thing. Oh, like maybe I can just assume that they probably want the same thing. But like, there was so much beauty for me in this specific situation where I was like, oh, I like asked these important questions early enough where I like didn't have to get emotionally attached and like spend all this time with this person and like have the other person spend money on me. And so I didn't have to like heal as much. Like, of course, like, literally, don't get me wrong, every single time I go out on a date and we're like not looking for the same thing, or like the vibe isn't there, or like for whatever reason, like we don't work out, a piece of my heart like breaks a little bit. Like, that is sad, but that is the reality, right? Like, I am not gonna remain unjaded forever. Like, there is going to come a point where the hopeless romantic in me is like gonna slowly die. And so I feel like recharging my superpowers every single time I like watch a new K-drama or like watch a new show, and I'm like, oh, the hopeless romantic in me has been recharged. And so I think we're okay for the time being, but like, right, like slowly we are dropping in lives, like in a video game. And so I have to be careful and like watch out for myself and have these adult conversations where I'm able to like walk away from people who like don't want the same things as me. And like, that is okay. There are going to be plenty of people that like you meet and like it's not going to work out. I am an example of that. Like, I don't think I'm like hopeless right now, right? Like, I will go through my phases where I'm a little bit more hopeless, but I think I'm like kind of chilling right now because I've just been like meeting really good people, and I feel like I've been surrounding myself with really good people, and I have faith in my friends and they're friends of friends. And so I think we're okay. Not everyone is on the dating apps. Honestly, I'm meeting more and more people who are not. And so I want someone that matches my energy. I want someone that is like aligned with my values and looking for the same things. And I think you guys should want that for yourself too. Like, honestly, enough with all the BS of like, you know when you like meet a guy and like you're like, oh, what are you looking for? And they're like, oh, I'm just kind of like going with the flow. Dude, I will not accept that as an answer anymore. Like, I will press them. Like, okay, no, like, let me give you a scenario. Let's say that you meet somebody that you really like and you really vibe with. Like, would you want a serious relationship with them? And if they continue to go, I don't know, then I'm going to be like, oh, if you are not decisive enough to know, then like, I really like see no need to continue. Now, could that be potentially blocking off blessings? Like, am I cutting off blessings by like being like, oh, if they don't have XYZ? Maybe, but like, that's just kind of like the point in my dating career that I'm at. Like, everyone says that you have to date in order to like know what you want, and so that's just what I'm doing. I have dated, I have figured out certain things I like and don't like, and so now it's just like kind of seeing who like fits that, right? Like, I have some friends who, like, this girl has been dating this guy, like, going on dates here and there. And at one point she was like, oh, like, I want you to meet my friends. And the guy had gone like, oh, I feel like this is a test. Isn't dating a test? Literally, like, I think that's how it goes. Like, your first fight, you see how it goes. How they are when they're drunk, you see how it goes. How they are when maybe they're in the car and there's some road rage, you see how it goes. Dating is kind of a test. And like, not a test in like a bad way. It's literally just like, are we compatible as human beings? Like, you're not going to be compatible with everyone. And it's really not a personal thing. It's literally just like, does what we create an what exists within our relationship work. It's not anything personal. It's not like you are a horrible person. Like, there will be a person out there for you. Unless you're celibate. But, like, let's hope that's not the people who want to be in a relationship. And so, like, it's not a personal thing. Like, yeah, it kind of is a test. And, like, I think that's okay. And also, I think a really big part of, like, people matching my energy to me is that, like, they are able to, like, get deep and, like, that they have depth in the first place. Like, I don't know. I've been meeting some people who, like, I'm like, is this all you think about? Like, is that it? Because I've been thinking a lot more than you do. And I just, like, don't know if you have the capacity. And so, like, when I say, like, I need them to, like, have the capacity, like, are you able to, like, think deeply about life? Like, do you question, like, why we're here? Like, maybe not in, like, such an existential way, but, like, are we thinking about the relationship we have with our parents, with our immigrant parents? Are we thinking about, like, what we like and dislike, right? At the very basic level. And I think that's because, like, I want somebody who is able to, like, match my energy and, like, the banter humor side, but then also be able to, like, flip-flop and be like, can I have a serious discussion with you? Like, if I'm going through a hard time, if, like, something is happening, like a family matter, are you able to, like, be a safe person? Like, I think that is huge. I got this from Diane, how, like, she has to feel safe with people in order to open up. I completely get that. I used to not understand that before because I honestly would just, like, overshare with everyone that I was meeting. Like, literally, like, why was I telling my deepest feelings and emotions to, like, people on a night out? Like, oh, you're a friend of a friend? Here, you should know about this too. Like, now I'm realizing that not everybody's a safe person. And, like, it was, like, through, like, some hard lessons where, like, I, like, low-key, like, got in trouble because I was gossiping a little bit. But now I have learned my lesson and those people are going on my blacklist. Maybe not blacklist because, like, I still, like, sure. But maybe my, like, my loose lips list, the LLL. Where, like, oh, you just, like, you love to talk and you will say everything. And, like, sure, that's okay, but I have to be careful what I tell you. And so it's my bad that I even, like, thought that I could tell you, and I won't make that mistake again. And not in, like, a aggressive, like, oh, I won't be making that mistake again. But just, like, if there are things that I want to keep to myself, then I should probably just not tell you that. And, like, that's fine. Honestly, like, right, isn't that, like, one of the Pentagon strategies is to, like, make sure that things are compartmentalized, and so only certain people know certain details, and so nobody can get the full picture. And so maybe I should do that with the goths, right? Or maybe I should just, like, try to tone down the goths. I'll try that. And so what was I talking about? Oh, my safe people. And so, yeah, I think now more and more I'm being cognizant of, like, who feels safe to me and, like, defining what that means for myself. Because I never had to do that. And so now maybe I should do it by not, like, testing it like that. Like, or maybe I should test them. Maybe I should tell everyone a different secret with, like, a different detail and then see which one spreads. And then you can trace it back to the person that you told. Maybe we'll do that. And then how else do I want them to match my energy? I think a lot of it is, like, enthusiasm about life. Like, we live in such a sad, drab world. Also, I'm, like, literally looking outside and I'm like, oh, it's gonna rain, and it's been, like, so cloudy, and I was supposed to go, like, on this sunny ass picnic, and, like, it was really cloudy and cold, and it was fine, it was fun because, like, the company was fun, but, like, the weather could have been a little nicer. And so we live in such a, right, like, we're reading the news all the time. Actually, no, I'm not reading the news all the time. I hope you guys know that, like, personally for me, for my mental health, I cannot be reading the news every day. These news outlets are feeding into this like narrative that our world like is like shitty and sucks and like everything is going wrong. And so like I personally like can't listen to like the sensationalized like tragedies at every waking moment of the day. Like Apple News notifications off. And so enthusiasm for life is like a really big thing. Like I want you to have like good energy. Like personally for me, like I love an energy where like we could just kind of fuck around and like be a little silly goofy and have a silly goose time. Like, oh my god, yesterday at the party, I was with my friends Mitchell and Dustin, and like literally the way that we were just clowning each other, like I was gonna pee. And so like that's the type of energy I want around me, where like, oh yeah, Sharon and Shirley went to the American Ninja Warrior obstacle course, almost peed watching their video. Like I love that type of chaotic energy. And so I just want to like continue down that train of just like pure chaos. Like I just want to be able to sit in a room and like literally cry laughing with you. Oh, really sweet memory that I would like to share. Joyce is gonna find out about this on the podcast. Okay, so I grew up with a sister, right? Kara, everyone knows Kara. Oh my god, did I tell you guys? Okay, sorry, my brain. Kara was featured on a Hyundai ad, and it is literally on 8th and Western in LA Koreatown. If you guys did not watch my freaking Instagram story, it's too late now. But I will add in the billboard here. She is a superstar, a rock star. I'm so proud of her. Honestly, she didn't even tell me that she was like doing a Hyundai ad. But it was really cute. Like my grandpa and my grandma on my mom's side, they like live in K-Town, so it was easy, but like them, me, my sister, and my mom, we all went out to the billboard and like took little photos, and it was really cute. And then my grandpa, he's like such a jokester. He's like, so they did they give you a free Elantra? And Kara was like, no. And so I feel like we were unfairly compensated. Do you like how it turned into a we? Why did I bring up Kara? I don't remember why I brought up Kara, but there was that story. And then the second story. So me, Allie, and Joyce live together, right? We've lived together for like 3 years now. And Allie is getting married in 1 week. And so, oh my god, it is 1 week. I'm actually gonna cry. Wow, this is a chaotic episode, guys. And I love her fiance, Mike. I think they are perfect for each other. And me and Allie were just like cracking up because Joyce wasn't home, right? And Allie was like, oh my god, so do you know what happened today? And I was like, what? And she was like, I like grabbed like Joyce's leftovers out of the fridge. And like, I was like starving. And so I texted Joyce and I was like, hey, can I have your leftovers? And then like Allie didn't get a response back. And she says she just like heated it up, the leftovers, and she was eating it. And Joyce had forgotten something. And so she like came back into the apartment and like literally caught Allie eating her leftovers. And she's like, I didn't even respond and you're eating my leftovers. And literally Allie was like, mid bite. Like so like traumatized, like oh my gosh, what's going on? And I was freaking laughing because I was like, wait, I have a confession to make too. And Allie was like, what? I was like, oh, so you know how it like really bothers Joyce, or like Joyce is very particular, right? Like she knows where she puts her things, like everything is in a spot, like she literally knows like how she sets her chair before she leaves. And so like there was one time where like, oh, I had like a Karomi eyelash curler and I accidentally broke it. And so I have been without eyelash curler, and like I feel like I don't like wear really any makeup, and so I like need an eyelash curler. So I like borrowed Joyce's one time and I really liked it, and so I like needed to use it again, right? And so I like went into her room and then like I literally just grabbed it and then I just like used it and then I put it back. And then I, like, walked out, And then I was like freaking out, guys, because I was like, shit, I don't know if I moved her chair. Like, I didn't remember which way it was like swiveled. And so I texted Joyce going, hey, can I use your eyelash curler? Like, I didn't use it before I asked her the question. And so, like, I feel like it's like little moments like, so sorry, Joyce, thank you for letting me borrow your eyelash color. She said yes, everyone. And so in the end it was fine, but the timing is like a little loopy. But like, I think it's like those like small like roommate moments of like, hey, can I use your bidet? Like, can I use your bathroom? Or like, hey, can I sleep in your bed? Oh my god, there was one time that like Finley, he peed in Allie's bed right after she did all the sheets. Like, everything was brand new, and he just like got so too excited, and so we had to have like a little sleepover. And so I feel like it's those little moments that like I've been like very much cherishing, and I'm like being nostalgic of literally right now, because she's gonna get married. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, guys. Yeah, this is a little bit of a mini dedication to Allie of congrats on your marriage. I'm so excited for you. And I'm a little scared that, you know, the relationship is going to change, because, like, she's going to be moving out, and, like, it'll be me and Joyce in the apartment, and, like, our trio functions very well. And so I'm a little scared, but Allie, match my freaking energy. Yeah, that's all that needs to happen is Allie matches my energy. She's at the apartment once a week, and then we go to her apartment once a week. And then we'll see each other twice a week. Cool. It's honestly, like, how it is now, because I feel like, lately, all of us have been on different schedules. Like, we'll be going back and forth in the OC. Like, people will sleep over at different places. Like, it's just, yeah, it's been, like, kind of chaotic. And so, yeah, just match my energy. That's a, yeah, match my energy 2024. We're going into summertime, so, like, let's step up the vibes. Everyone get their ish together right now. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna have fun. You have to have fun. I love a fun, silly, goofy time. I'm gonna, like, go around questioning people and being like, are you having fun? Are you having fun? You know, like, when, like, you're at a party and people are like, are you having fun? What am I supposed to respond to that? Yes? That's literally the only response. You want to say no? Oh, no, I'm not having a good time. And then what? You're going to worry? Because, like, the only people who are asking, like, oh, are you having a good time? Are, like, usually the people pleasers. Or, like, if you just don't have anything else to say, I guess. But we're going to have fun. Everyone's going to have fun together with everyone and have a silly, goofy, fun time. Okay, cute. Well, honestly, I think that's it for this episode. Okay, guys. I'll catch you next week. Follow us on socials. Bye.